Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com. Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
God, you are so amazing. Such a shame you look like that. God save my soul.
What's your excuse? What? No, I will give you guys that. That, like, dating girls is much, much harder.
Oh, yeah.
Than dating men. It's so much harder.
But apparently it's the same. Apparently it's the same because this girl that I was talking to yesterday,
yeah.
She told me that guys cancel on her, like last minute without necessarily saying that we're not going to come. That they're not going to come. And I'm like, guys don't usually do that. So that was pretty strange.
That is very strange. For her to tell me
that. Like, if you know you're not going to come here, I say this. Treat everybody the way that you would treat like a doctor's appointment. If you know you're not going to come,
let them know a day before.
Or like as soon as you know, because maybe sometimes you might not know a day before. True. But as soon as you know you're not going to be able to come, let me know. It's as simple as that.
It's literally that simple.
Yeah.
I hate it.
But girls do that shit all the time and I'm tired of it now.
They do that to you too?
Fam, I've been there. I have been there, done that. And I'll tell you one thing, yeah?
Yeah.
It's always great when they cancel.
It's always fucking
it's
great.
It's always fucking
I'm not gonna
great
lie.
When they cancel.
I'm not gonna lie.
I'm gonna tell you why it's great for me and then you can tell me why it's great
for you. Yeah, you go ahead.
Fam, look, I clean my apartment, yeah?
Yeah.
But like when I'm expecting a guest to come over, I clean the way a woman would clean. You know, y'all see the little dirty
details.
Spots here,
yes,
and the little details. I usually don't do that when it's just like me chilling in my apartment by myself. But like when I know somebody's potentially going to be coming over, I clean, I take care of everything. My apartment is basically looking fresh as fuck.
Yeah.
So whenever they cancel, I'm like, jokes on you. My apartment is clean. I'm going to just sit here and Netflix and chill by myself. It's like, it's a top notch feeling. I'm not going to lie.
No, if I already cleaned, then I would be mad.
Really?
I would be mad.
I'm happy that I clean.
That's the only time you clean.
That's the only time that I clean, like really
oh,
clean.
Oh,
yeah.
Deep clean.
Deep cleaning. So I'm always like gassed. I'm like, ooh.
No, you have the home all to yourself.
Yeah.
No, sometimes I can get happy. Not a date, though. Because if I'm planning a date with you, I know like I actually do want to meet you.
Yeah.
But if it's like a friend that canceled on me just like to go out or something,
yeah.
I sometimes get super freaking happy. Because all I want to do is just sit at home, watch my movie, and the same day, the next day be still like, okay, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because the next day after you go out is always fucked up.
Yeah.
Like you can't do anything productive the next day.
No.
At least for like the first like 6 hours that you're awake,
especially if you drink a lot,
yeah, which I tend to do.
yeah,
which
yeah,
I
100%.
Tend to do. So
no, but I guess that's a pretty common theme, like getting canceled on.
Getting canceled on.
It's one of the
girls
secret pleasures
often.
Of life. I'm not gonna lie, it's really one of the secret pleasures of life.
Yeah,
I was gonna work out with a friend today in the morning.
Yeah,
we had planned to go to the gym at 11 o'clock. And yesterday I slept late. I slept late as fuck. Okay? I was in bed by like 4 a.m. and we had to work out by 11 a.m. And I knew it was going to be like a difficult session. And it was like, I got pain right now as I'm sitting here, okay? So I woke up in the morning around 10 and I sent them a message. Yeah. I was like, are we going to work out today? Deep down inside of me.
Say no, say no.
I was praying. I was praying that they don't wake up. I was praying because I saw on their story that they were out the day before. So I was praying that they're like, oh shit, now I'm too tired.
Yeah.
Fucking.
They answer? No,
they answer, man. She, like, they didn't just answer. They answer with enthusiasm.
I can't wait.
Okay, yeah, like toot. I was like, oh fuck, now we actually gotta go work out.
Yeah.
But because
you
really
can't cancel. That feels like wrong.
Yeah. And it was cut. Yeah.
Yeah.
That was fucked.
It is fucked.
So yeah, I had to go there and put in the work and now my legs are feeling pumped as fuck.
Hey. Yeah. Leg day, huh?
Leg day. gotta put in that work, you know what I mean?
Period.
This year I'm trying to make sure that I can wear shorts the whole of summer. Without being ashamed.
Being ashamed? Do you get ashamed because skinny legs?
Once upon a time, yes.
Who did that to you?
I did it to myself. I used to work out. I used to only hit like upper body and never hit lower body.
No,
I did
you
that.
Did not.
I think I did that for like the first 1 or 2 years of my fitness journey. So I was literally like a walking tree. I was buff on the upside, but down there I had nothing.
You had that prison body.
Exactly. That's what I had. I had a prison body.
You trying to be a baddie this summer, huh?
Oh hell yeah.
With you with short shorts.
I'm gonna be walking out here in skirts and shit. Fuck shorts. I'm gonna be walking out here in booty shorts.
Booty
what the fuck are you talking about?
Better see these legs.
Hell yeah. Fucking.
No, if I was going to gym, I would be like the thottiest thot. On the stream, I'm not gonna lie.
Okay.
Everybody's gonna see this body. Everybody and their mom. Yeah.
I can imagine.
Yeah.
I can imagine. So why you not get, why you not getting into the gym?
I'm trying to stay halal, you know?
What you mean you're trying to stay halal? That excuse does not even make sense.
We're not getting into the gym discussion. Gym is
no,
shit. Gym
I just want to know why.
Gym is shit.
It's fun. You get used to it.
To you, though.
I promise
to
you.
To you.
It gets better.
It doesn't. Okay. Is what it is, though.
It is what it is.
Welcome, you guys, for episode 24 of Friends Are Benefits. I'm Roro, and I'm here with OTOG.
What's up?
Omarito, mamacito.
Omarito, habibi.
Basbasito. You guys already know. Since he wants to have all the nicknames of the earth.
Oh, you gonna do me like
don't
that?
Don't look at me like that, bro.
You gonna do me like that?
Hey, yo, you said what you said. You wanted a nickname. I'm giving you the nickname.
You're doing what everybody does.
Omarito, mamatito.
Mamarito, senorito, Mas everything. Mamarito. You're doing what everybody does. It's Omarito. Let's just stick to OT.
It's OT.
OT, that's what's
we're
up.
Here with OT. Yeah. And G.
You got something for us?
I got something for you.
Yeah?
I saw this TikTok video that I thought was interesting.
Mm-hmm.
And for the audio listeners, it's basically, it's a guy in prison and he's making like, he's cooking food, like proper food in his jail cell.
Word is it Vibes Cartel?
What you say?
Yeah, you know Vibes Cartel, the Jamaican artist? Locked in prison. He's locked in prison, but like he gets to basically do whatever the
do
fuck he
everything.
Wants. Yeah.
And yeah, this is like that kind of confusion basically.
Shit.
So this is
probably has a phone and everything.
No, he's filming it and putting it on TikTok.
What's up guys? Today I'm about to show you how I make breakfast burritos in prison using this homemade stove that you have to connect to the light.
What the
shady, but it works.
Well, that's creative.
So basically what he did was like he connected electricity to the light, to the roof light, and cooking like
making
eggs. He's making a burrito. Yeah. He's making like hella food. And the comment section had me like dying.
Word.
The comment section had me dying. So comment section went a little bit like this. Y'all can make anything but good decisions.
Oh my God.
Someone said he's going places. Not home, but places. She said, I'm crying laughing. Next person said, at one point, we got to ask ourselves, are they really in prison? That's facts. How are you in prison?
I mean,
how are you in prison? It doesn't make any sense to me.
Where does he get the ingredients from? You know what I mean?
Yeah,
to make a whole ass burrito.
Like the whole electricity and everything. I don't understand.
No, the electricity, you can see clearly he plugged it to the light.
Yeah, but so where you find that cable from?
I mean, stuck it up his ass or something. They have their ways, man. Prison guys, they have their ways. So I wouldn't be surprised if somebody stuck that shit in his booty hole.
Prison, a place you can do anything except leave. He tagged Gordon Ramsay, somebody said.
Oh.
He absolutely
the
did.
The guy's about to get a cooking show right after he walks out of prison.
He needs to.
He's trying to secure. He's trying to secure that bag for real. Holy shit.
Somebody said, how you afford these eggs in prison, sir?
With the way the economy is looking?
Yeah, he said, we are out here fighting for our lives, trying to afford eggs. And he got eggs in prison.
Yeah.
How you get eggs in prison?
They probably have a farm in prison. I wouldn't be surprised.
A farm?
A whole ass farm. They probably got chickens in prison. They're probably farmers up in there.
I don't understand it. I was so confused. And the last person said... I don't think prison works the way I think it does. And that's exactly how I feel.
Yeah.
Like, everybody has a phone. Everybody be releasing, like, music. You know, like, raps and stuff like that from
Kelly
prison.
Or Kelly released a whole ass album.
Album in prison.
A whole ass album.
A whole ass album.
That's crazy.
How are they getting access to all this stuff?
No idea. I just know for a fact somebody's booty hole is like... It's like somebody's booty hole is like the transporting system they need to.
Yo, that's not that's, funny.
That's, yeah, yeah. But like, fam, that's like nothing compared to like the Swedish prison system.
No, Swedish prison is kind of like a
them,
joke.
Them motherfuckers living in hotels.
Fucks.
For
they
real.
Have video games.
They got
your TV.
They got everything I don't have, and I'm out.
True.
Video games. I ain't got a video game.
True. Facts.
Their TV is probably better than mine as well. Like,
actually,
they're living.
I actually said this. This might be hella controversial to even say, but I have actually said, like, instead of being a refugee in Sweden, you should go to prison in Sweden.
100%.
100%.
That's actually facts, though.
It's literally facts.
I swear.
Do not be a
you
refugee
have, you have
in
no
Sweden,
idea
bro.
How much you nailed that.
It's true, right? I'm not
you
crazy
have, you
for
have
saying
no
that.
No idea how much you nailed that.
It's actually facts.
In prison,
they
you don't
feed
gotta
you,
worry
man.
About like food or shit like that.
Shelter.
You got hobbies as well in prison.
You got
a comfortable ass bed.
They literally give you Xbox. Bro, I did not have an Xbox growing up.
See what I'm talking
and
about?
And a TV in your own room.
Yeah.
And they feed you like good food, like healthy food.
Yeah.
And you can also even ask for like psychiatrist help.
Yeah.
And healthcare. Like, they don't even treat their refugees like this.
Nope.
They don't. So that's, like, the craziest part.
They treat the prisoners like actual human beings.
Yeah. More
than, like...
Who
deserve, like, rehabilitation and
a
chance to come into society. There's nothing wrong with that.
No, that's
There's
amazing.
Absolutely
we
nothing.
Love that.
That's how it should be.
Facts.
Right? That's exactly how it should be.
Exactly.
But the same thing should apply to everyone else. That's just how I see it. The same thing applies to refugees who come here with basically a clean slate.
Yeah. And you came here to survive, bro.
And you're still trying to make things more difficult for them. I mean, make with that what you want to make with that.
Make with that whatever you want to
make
with
that.
Make with that
what you want to make with that.
That's just facts. Straight out facts, though.
You definitely had a great point when you said that.
Right?
100%.
I believe so. And you make with this whatever you want to make with this. Okay?
It's here.
I don't want to have discussions about it. I don't want to hear nothing about it. It's just something that is crazy that I read on Reddit, and I think people are going to enjoy hearing about this.
Okay.
I'm relieved to have ended my relationship with my unfaithful partner. Our age difference and his cruel, dishonest behavior were red flags that I had ignored for too long. Despite the ups and downs, he had been unfaithful for a long time. When I found out I was pregnant, it was heartbreaking, but he was overjoyed. However, a few weeks ago, I discovered that he had been cheating on me with multiple women. Multiple. Which shattered my heart. I was faced with the decision to either have the baby with a liar and regret it or terminate the pregnancy. I chose to terminate the pregnancy without his knowledge. And it felt liberating to see him fall apart and deny everything. Some of my friends and family disagree with my decision, but I'm happy with my choice.
What do you think?
Now, what do you think? I'm interested to know your opinion.
What I think is, she knew that he was a cheater from years back. So, with that knowledge, why? I think more could have been done to avoid the whole situation to even begin with. Condoms are available. That's just for starters. Just for starters. Condoms are available. So, I mean,
if condoms should have been unnecessary, to be honest, if you know, like, he was cheating, just to keep yourself safe to begin with.
Exactly, right?
Yeah.
To keep the STDs away.
Yeah. But let's not, like, shame the woman because he was a cheater. No. That's not what
it has nothing to do with that. Yeah. What I'm trying to say is, yeah, she knew it was a cheater from the beginning.
Yeah.
Should have just cut it off from the get-go. Once a cheater, always a cheater.
Are you going to say that with chest?
Once a cheater, always a cheater. And yes, I am saying that with chest. Like, if you already cheated on you like a couple of times, you already knew that, right? Like, why didn't you cut it off from the beginning before you let him put a baby inside of you?
You know, I mean, she didn't plan the pregnancy, but
yeah. I mean, she didn't plan the pregnancy, but if you have sex with somebody without condoms, you better expect there is potential that a child might come popping through. You know what I mean?
Maybe they did it with condoms. She didn't specify on that, to be honest, because condom only happens 97%. So that could be a possibility.
Yeah.
But I would do exactly what she did if I was ever in that situation. So I say, hell the fuck yeah. Obviously, like, I wish you wouldn't have stayed in that relationship, even, like, knowing that he's a cheater. But, hey, at the end of the day, I'm still a vow for having kids with people that you don't mind your son growing up as.
She definitely did what's right for her.
Yeah.
So in that manner, yeah, she did what's right for her because
already I don't think having he deserves a child.
Already having a child is already having a child.
Bro, he knew she was
pregnant.
He knew she was pregnant and still cheated on her, like, with multiple women.
And that's what I'm saying. Having a child already is difficult. Okay.
Yeah.
You want to have a supporting, loving, caring partner.
Yeah.
That's what you want to have. Because already having a child is insane.
Insane.
I can't even imagine how hard that is. Right.
It's ridiculous.
So knowing that you cannot trust the person that you're together with, that just makes everything 5 times harder.
It does.
Exponential, it does. Whatever.
No, you don't. That you will go into like a deep depression. It's impossible to even be there with the kid at that point, because you know, like, I didn't even know this. I heard this like very recently. There's another level of disrespect to a guy that cheats on a woman when she's pregnant, and that's that if they get like any type of sickness, they can transfer that to the baby. And the baby can get sick and die off of that. Because, you know, the immune system is pretty weak. Even like as a pregnant woman, your immune system is very weak when you're pregnant.
Yeah. And not just that. Like, let's say this is a couple, like.
Yeah.
A married couple.
Yeah.
And you love this person, right? Yeah. That's your woman.
That's your woman.
That's your wife.
Yeah.
And she's pregnant. And she's about to bring your baby.
Your child.
Do you know how miraculous that is?
Yeah.
To even be able to give birth. And now you have a whole ass baby that's 50% of you, 50% of her.
Yeah.
About to come into this world.
Yeah.
And you're thinking about being with like
other women.
That's just mad to me. That just shows that you don't find anything like sacred in this world.
Yeah.
You don't find anything like you have...
You're not serious about anything.
I don't
want to
push
anything.
It too far, but like you don't have any morals whatsoever.
You don't have
your
any morals.
Your wife is pregnant and you're out here
In the streets.
In the streets, in the fucking streets. Around.
Fucking around.
There's no world where I see that as being okay.
No, it's
you're
insane.
Right. That's definitely a different level of disrespect.
It's a different level of... That happened to Khloe. You know Khloe Kardashian?
Word?
Yeah, you didn't know. No, you have to know this.
I mean,
what are you talking about?
I don't follow the Kardashians or whatever.
But they're literally everywhere, even if you try to avoid them. It happened to Khloe Kardashian, her husband, you know, the basketball player. Yeah. When she was pregnant, I mean, he did cheat on her before that, and she still cuffed him. And then they decided they were going to have a kid together. And then once she was pregnant with a kid, he was out there cheating.
See... That's a unique situation. I'm not trying to excuse it, but he's a basketball player. At this point, I feel like it's expected. I'm not even gonna lie. If you date like basketball players, football players, I feel like it's kind of expected. But I'm not trying to excuse it.
Just stop.
I'm not trying to excuse it. Yeah, but
Are you sure about that?
I would be more shocked if it was like a regular person who did that. Sorry.
I don't think there's an excuse, even like if it's a basketball player,
It's not
player,
an excuse,
bro.
But it's a bit more expected.
It's a kid.
Yeah, I know. Nah, he fucked
it
up.
It shouldn't
he
be
fucked up for sure. He fucked up for sure. But I just saw recently as well, Miley Cyrus.
Oh, yeah.
Her husband cheated on her as well with 14 different women.
Yo, was 14? That true?
That's what I read, so I'm assuming it's true. First of all, you're in the public eye. Like, how do you hide that shit?
What's his name now? Is it Chris Hemsworth? No, it's not.
It's the younger brother.
They all look the same. Am I gonna?
Kind of. Yeah. But yeah, I just want to say this.
How did she find out?
I mean, he's famous.
You can't find out. Like,
somebody needs to.
Yo, you can't find out like 14.
Different
he cheated at the same time. You would literally have a heart attack and die same spot. I would have a heart attack and die.
You know what I'm thinking?
Yeah.
I'm thinking this. It's Miley Cyrus.
It is right? Miley Cyrus.
But at the same time, like she's a high value human being in general. And he's a high value man. But I don't think that those type of relationships, I don't think that they're the what the general public should be looking at, like, as an example of a good relationship. Let me make the point clear. Because Miley Cyrus has been cheated on. Beyonce has been cheated on. Fucking, what's that guy? That guy's name? The guy from Maroon 5 who's dating that supermodel. He's cheated on his wife, like, so many different times. It's just like a pattern that you see, like, very beautiful, high-class women getting cheated on. That's something that I've seen so much these past couple of years.
Yeah.
Of like,
Shakira and her football player. Yeah.
See what I'm saying? Yeah. It's like a common trend.
She knew. She found out by a jab. That's hilarious to me.
That's fucking crazy. We'll get to that.
Yeah.
I don't think that people should look at that and be like, oh shit. Like, if their relationship, if they're cheating on like beautiful women like that, then what do I...
We have us like,
As like a regular female, like what do I have that's going to make a man want to stay? But the thing is, if a man wants to stay, he's going to stay. Like, it doesn't matter who you are. It doesn't matter how pretty you are. Like, if a man wants to be kept, he's going to be kept. And also, like, men don't really value, like, how high up you are. They don't really value, like, how much money you have. They don't really value how much cars you got. Like, that's not something that we value personally.
Well, you guys don't value who has your kids either. You don't value who's the prettiest girl either.
Apparently not.
You guys don't value
what men
a lot of
actually
stuff.
Value, trust me,
is getting the most girls.
No, it's not even
apparently.
That.
Apparently.
It's not even that. I would say men value most, like, to be honest, I don't even know what men value.
You guys don't value anything.
If I'm being honest.
It's literally money and the affirmation of other men.
Yeah, we value those things for ourselves, but we don't value it in a woman. Like, we don't value if a woman has, like, is making six figures. If anything, that just like kind of makes you as a woman not able to find more potential partners. Because as a woman, the more you make, the smaller your dating pool becomes. As a man, the more you make, the larger your dating pool becomes. So the point that I'm trying to make is, like, if you were supposed to start making a lot of money right now, the amount of people that you would actually be able to date is going to become exponentially tinier than what it would be if I was making that much money.
Well, to be honest with you, if anybody's threatened by my success, it's probably good to let them out early. So if any man is threatened by any woman's success, it's kind of giving smodic energy. It's kind of giving, he's a little bitch. And it's kind of giving, it's not even he's very insecure. Well. Like,
women get turned off as well if they're making more than their partner.
Anybody want insecure men that cannot handle a woman earning more than them?
If a woman was to sponsor me, let me be a house husband. For me, I know me, yeah?
Yeah.
I'm not going to feel threatened by that. I swear to God, I'm not. If my woman is making more money than me, God bless us.
She's like, be home, babes. I'll take care of you.
I'm calm with
that.
Take
care of us.
As long as I can go out, play football, hang out with the boys, I'm chill. I swear I'm not complaining. I swear I'm not complaining.
No, I don't think you will complain either. I feel like at that point, I don't think they will complain, but I feel like they will feel shy from their boy's eye. Like, their other men will be like, not respecting them as much. So it has nothing to do.
Yeah, shut the fuck up. What do you mean? I mean, shut the fuck up, okay?
Mind your business.
Mind your business.
Mind your business, actually.
So what? Yeah. Fucking hell. We eating good in this house. That's all that matters. Shit.
They should be jealous. That's what it should be. Yeah. But yeah.
Yeah, no.
So if anybody want to sponsor us and get married, you know, be like,
anybody looking for a sugar baby?
Wife.
Yeah, for sure. All right, G, I got something for us. We actually have like two of our first confessions from TikTok. So that's going to be exciting to get into.
You know what?
What?
Today, it almost brought me to tears.
What?
Because I saw like somebody had sent the first confession ever that we have ever got. And also, somebody had tagged like our TikTok to like a food site that was like having a fries bouquet, and somebody had tagged like Friends Are Benefits on there and be like, "Oh, look, the fries bouquet," and I'm like, "What?" Like, people literally listen to us.
That's crazy.
That brought me into tears. I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah, because we did talk about you loving fries.
Yes, that's why.
Okay.
That was great. Like, so deep. That was such like amazing moment. Thank you guys for that.
Thank you guys for that. And keep it coming, man.
Keep it coming. I'd love to see it.
That's going to make it easier for us to like deliver content as well. The more stuff you send us, the more content
motivation.
We have
I love it.
Deliver. So we got a question of today. The question of today is, what's the worst thing a person has said to you while on a date?
I love to hear it.
No, I don't think you would love to hear these.
I love to hear it.
These ones are just like rude.
I love stories from dates.
Yeah, same. So juicy.
It's so juicy.
You don't love me when I'm telling you my stories on my dates. You just think I'm a douchebag.
I do want to hear them, but they always annoy me.
They're interesting, but they're just, I guess you would, in your own words, you would call them douchey, but I don't even see it like that.
Of course he doesn't.
All right, cool.
Yeah.
What's the worst thing a person has said to you while on a date? I can tell you are an only child.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.
Because you have major personality flaws.
Why you gotta go in like that? It's a first date.
I can only imagine she must have like pissed him off to make him say that.
She was dramatic.
Yeah. This one just, I would leave. I'm going to just say this. If I went on a date, somebody told this to me, I would just pack up my shit and leave. Simple as that. What's the worst thing a person has said to you while on a date?
Yeah.
God, you are so amazing. Such a shame you look like that. God save my soul.
What's your excuse? What?
God save my soul and that person's soul. Because you're probably going to go home with one teeth that day.
No, that might be right.
Yo.
Violation.
Yo.
Violation.
What the what are you going to do? You're going to go home, yeah? All the insecurities in the world are going to pop in your head. Everything.
No, and yeah, you will never go on a date again. No, it's literally impossible.
That's something you don't recover from.
You can't recover from that. Why do people have chests like that? What? Just leak. Don't go to the date. What's wrong with you?
You knew the person's appearance was not going to change. You still chose to go on the date with them.
And then violate them.
And then violate them.
For no motherfucking reason. Fucking before dessert.
Wow. Even worse. Let me have some sugar in me first. Let me be happy before you drop something like that on me.
Ridiculous.
Fucking hell, bro.
Yeah, you would leave. You have to leave.
You can't.
You have to leave.
You can't stay after that. You cannot stay after that. If you stay after that, you have no self-respect. You have no self-respect if you stay after that. You can't. You just got to pack up your shit and leave.
Now I might have to dash the water at them. I'm dashing my drink at them.
I'm dashing whatever's on the table.
Dash the whole table.
What's the worst thing somebody has told you while on a date?
Yeah.
Wow. My boyfriend would love this place. Yeah, cheating girl chronicles.
Bring your boyfriend here then. Why right. am I here?
Bring your Why boyfriend here. Shut here? The fuck up,
bro.
No, look, I got the craziest story about this.
Yeah,
I was talking to a friend, and she told me how she was dating this one guy. Mm. She liked him. They went over to his place. I don't know why, guys, it's just like we got the urge to just like fuck shit up. Unnecessarily. So he got her like back over at his place and they were making out.
Yeah.
And then I don't the man's brain is like so fucking complicated.
Wait, this is a girl that is your friend that is telling you about the story? Yeah. Okay, she went on a date.
Yeah.
Okay.
She's making out with this guy.
Yeah.
And then the guy's attempt to compliment her.
Oh no.
Was, oh shit. Oh, you kiss so much better than my girlfriend. And she didn't even know that he had a girlfriend at that time. He didn't tell her. And it was like, oh, you kiss so much better than my girlfriend. She paused. She was like, you got a girlfriend?
Yeah, you got
You got a whole ass girlfriend and I'm here in your apartment? She packed up. She packed up her shit and left.
She left?
Yeah, she left.
Are you lying?
No, she left as she should.
I mean, she didn't
know that he had a girlfriend.
Yeah.
And the moment that he decided to tell her, it was him thinking Why that he was giving her a compliment.
How is that a compliment? You guys like to fuck shit up. That's true.
Something in our body just like itches and,
and
just be like, oh, say this shit without even thinking twice. Nigga, shut the fuck up. You already know you're cheating.
Yeah. Oh yeah, yeah.
Why are you putting that?
He thought that was like hot.
Yeah, he thought that she was gonna be like,
oh yeah, oh yeah.
Like, rah.
Let me prove it right. I could do other things better than your girlfriend too.
I swear to God. Wait, didn't you have like a similar story like that?
What are you talking about?
What are
you talking about?
Don't you have a story like that? I think I remember you telling me something along the lines of that.
Like somebody had a girlfriend and didn't tell me.
Oh, I just don't remember what it was.
Like somebody had a girlfriend and didn't tell me. Oh my God. Are you talking about the guy from Stockholm? The Nigerian guy?
Yeah.
No, he's just, he was on crack.
He was
literally
cocaine.
On crack.
He was on the combination of both.
He was literally on crack.
Yeah.
So what happened was, we were in Stockholm, which is like the main city in Sweden.
The capital city. Yeah.
The capital city in Sweden. To celebrate a friend of mine's birthday. So we go there and it's like an Afrobeat type of situation. Very hype, very fun, very lit club. So me and my friends, we were just there partying, you know, doing our thing. And this Nigerian boy with his friends passes me like this. I looked up on him. He had dreads for the gods. And he was built different.
Mm-hmm.
He was built. Different. He was wearing this black turtleneck that was like well fitted, let me tell you that. Arms and everything is out. Very Tatiana behavior. So he walked past me. He didn't even like give me an eye or anything. So I was like, oh, I'm just fucking ugly. And he's never going to look at me. So he passed us. And then I'm like, oh, okay, fuck, forget it. Because if you're not giving me eye contact, I already...
It's fucked.
Yeah, it's dead. So I continued dancing with my girls and stuff like that. And it only passed like around like 5 minutes. Not even like 5 minutes. I felt somebody's hand go around my waist. And I was ready to punch somebody real quick. When I turn around, here's this goddess of a man, dark skin, with goddess like dreads, with his turtleneck, looking all slutty. And I'm like, okay, I didn't even see you even look at me. So I'm like,
he got game, I'll tell you that.
He did that, and he was so fucking confident too. That's the thing that's so fucking weird to me.
That's what I'm saying. He got game.
Not one person ever has ever like came up to me, held my head, and I would turn around and did not get punched. You know what I mean? So I was like, shook. He must have seen me see him somehow.
Yeah. There must have been some sort of like, oh, I know she already likes me, so I can do this.
You it
know?
Doesn't make any sense. I didn't get it.
If I had confidence like that, the world is going to end.
The world would end. You'll burn the whole world alive. Oh, I swear to God, you would. You would.
Let's keep it moving.
But like when he grabbed me from my waist, I looked at my friend first. By the way that my friend are reacting, I would know how the fuck to react. Because if my friend is like... bitch, they were like try to drag me away. I know that nigga behind me look like a little monster. You know what I mean? So I turned around. He was just beautiful, and then we kept on dancing, and the whole night, like we were, you know, we were dancing on each other and everything. And he'd be like, "Oh, I just gotta go like smoke or something, and I'll be right back." Okay, and I'm like, "Oh, do your thing." He goes, and me and my friends are having a great time, and then he would come. He would be coming back, and then he would find my friends first, and then he'd be like, "Oh, where's my wife? Have you guys seen my wife?"
The Nigerian charm. He was working.
He's the devil himself. It's the devil's body.
Yeah.
Literally, he was just walking in the devil's body, and he was like, "Where's my wife? Where's my wife?" And my friends are teasing me, talking about, "Oh my god, he called you his wife." So I'm gassed, obviously. Mm-hmm. I'm gassed. So he's like coming up to me again, and then we're making out, and then he's asking me, "Oh, like where are you staying? La la la, are you coming home with me? All that jazz." And I'm like, I'm entertaining it, obviously. So he will go away, come back, does the same thing, calls me wifey, all that shit. And it was just hot. It was hot. And then for a minute, I don't see him coming back again. He left and like didn't come back for a minute, and the club's about to close. So I'm like, oh, okay, that's about it. I guess it's a wrap. We have not like given each other any contact numbers or anything like that at this point. So we go to get our coat to leave. When we are about to get our coat, I see him walk up to us, right? So he comes behind me and he's like, hey, like give me your snap.
Listen to this.
Hey, I have to take this Swedish girl home, but you give me your snap. I have to take the Swedish girl
home. You missed the part.
What
he said, I have to take the Swedish girl home, you understand?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what made it like even more fucked up. It was like, it was like, forget the Swedish girl, just he said, even if he just said, "Hey, yo, I gotta take this girl home, you understand? That's fucked.
No, he had to put the Swedish girl in.
To make you know it's a white woman that he's about to take home.
Literally.
And then he said, "You understand.
You understand with chess. You understand." He was like, "Hi, you know I have to take the Swedish girl. You know I have to take the Swedish girl home. You understand. Give me your snap. Put your snap in here." I looked at this man like...
The boss of Nigerian men.
No, I just looked at him like... I did not hear that correctly. I just did not hear that correctly. So, sir, do you mind like repeating yourself? Oh. Maybe it's the accent. I don't know. He was from British.
Britain.
He was British. Yeah. And then I'm like, repeat. And then he repeated the same sentence again. And this time he was literally giving me his phone.
Yeah.
And now I'm holding his phone. I'm like, nah, you're good. You actually good.
With chest.
he's like, you're actually good. And he's like, what do you mean? He was confused that I was not going to give him my number or my Snap. He was literally so confused. Yeah. He was like, wait, what do you mean? Just write it down. I'm like,
that's what I'm
in
saying.
In what world does this work?
That's what I'm saying. Guys' bodies just itching to say the dumb shit. He could have literally said, hey, can I get you a Snap? Done.
Period.
Boom, that done. Was it. Go home and then chat some other time, right?
Yeah.
But he had to put in the little extra, hey, I gotta take this rigid girl home. Not just that. You understand, right? Hey, give me your Snap. Yo, he fucked up on so many different levels. It's like, nah, it's not acceptable.
No, but I'm thinking like this has to work.
It must have worked.
Have worked so many freaking times for him to have the gut, the chest, the balls, the everything to even. I was just upset because what do you mean? What do you mean? So I feel like now if they are that confident, it's a red flag. It's a red flag. If a man is ever that confident, like they come up to me and hold my waist from out of nowhere and expect not a punch, it's a red flag.
Yeah, having that kind of confidence is like dangerous, bro.
It's
literally dangerous, bro.
You're just a number. That's where you are.
Literally.
You're literally just a number.
You don't even have a face. After the night is over, like, he might see you and be like, oh shit. Who are you?
Yeah. That's what I was.
Yeah.
He basically played me like a toy. A literal toy.
You would have been a statistic. That's what you would have been.
I was collateral damage to him.
Yeah.
That's what I was. Collateral damage. Yeah. Wow. It's the Swedish girl for me.
That part was so unnecessary.
It was the Swedish girl for me.
It was so unnecessary. But yeah. All right. We move on.
I can't even get into it.
We move on. What's the worst thing a person has said to you while on a date?
Yeah.
Recap. Stop pulling away when I try to kiss you because people are looking and it makes me look rapey.
He said you have to lips me.
Yeah, he said you have to.
You have to lips me.
Bitch, you better kiss me. Everybody's looking at me like I'm a weirdo. They think I'm about to kiss me right now. That's literally,
he's sounding very rapey.
That's literally what he said. Bro, pull back. First and foremost, pull back. If she doesn't want to kiss,
her
not kissing you is not what's making the situation rapey. You persisting to kiss her while she's pushing back. That's what's making you look rapey.
Yeah, bro.
Because that's like you can't take a no. You just can't hear it.
You can't hear it.
You can't take a human signal and be like, okay, I kind of get what she's signaling at. He's trying to put on a show. He wants everybody around to know I get bitches. That's why he's trying so hard.
That's why he's trying so hard. He doesn't even give a fuck about her, bro.
Nah, bro. He's just trying to
look like,
you
guys see us on collateral damage. I swear to... Anyways.
So this one says, went on a date with a guy who bragged about hiding in the closet to watch his roommates have sex whenever they brought a girl home.
Excuse me?
See what I'm saying? Guys just saying dumb shit.
Do you guys get nervous and like start like talking
just,
shit?
Yeah, just
is
talk.
Is that
just
what it is?
Talk just to talk. Because that's what it... Why would you brag about being in a closet and watching people who
your
have
roommate,
not consented
bro.
To you being there?
Yeah.
Being there and watching them doing something that's very intimate. That's just between the two of them. Why would you think that's a good idea to brag? I'm pretty sure that's a crime.
Yeah, that's peeping Tom.
That has to be like a felony or something.
It's a fetish. I know that much.
It has to be a felony in the court of law. That's what I'm saying.
Is it a felony?
It has to be a felony.
Sounds like a felony.
Without consent.
Yeah,
and
that is a felony.
And I'm watching.
I mean, peeping Tom is a felony. So yeah, it is a felony.
That's what I'm saying.
How is he telling people? You don't tell anybody that.
And he's saying that
die
on a date.
On a date, bro.
With somebody that you're supposed to be impressing. And he's like, I was in the closet, you know.
He was trying to get sexy with it.
Watching them doing their thing. Ugh. Just like, ugh. Y'all nasty.
what's the craziest thing you have? I know you go on dates.
I go on dates with like decent people, so I never heard nothing.
You go on a lot of dates though.
Yeah, but
I would expect signs.
Girls are sane. You guys don't say anything that's like unexpected. And I'm a very like look at the glass half full type of person.
Yeah.
So somebody might have said some shit crazy, but like it just goes right over my head because I don't really pay attention to like
details
or like speculate like where is this coming from? Is she saying it from like I just don't. Yeah. I just take it as it is and I do my just go home. But yeah, here's another interesting one.
Mm-hmm.
After what I thought was a good date, we went for a couple of drinks. At the end of the night, she told me, "Wow, you really are a great guy. I just wish you were good looking."
Okay, and I'm glad that at least one girl said that to a guy. Because it was just bare men attacking women. The whole Reddit.
Why are we happy that this has happened to a human being? Regardless if it's a guy or a girl.
No, but just you like can't be just happening. One way.
Just like it happening is
it's too
sad.
Much.
It's already too much.
It is too much. You know, but I need it to be 50-50.
There's actually one that I forgot to read.
Yeah.
I already know it's a guy saying this to a girl.
Of course it is.
So it goes, "I don't mind that you're, you know." This is like courage.
Called her fat. He literally called her fat.
He didn't use his words. He just used his hands, and his hands said everything.
His
I don't
hands
mind that
said
you're,
fat. Yeah.
If you're trying to see what we're talking about, go,
I don't mind
go
that
on
you're...
YouTube. Go on YouTube and watch. I don't mind that you're. Yeah, I still like that. Juicy. Ugh. Pack up your shit and leave, bro.
This is why I don't go on dates. This is why I don't
dates
do it.
Dates are fun, I'm not going to lie.
But I can't.
If you find somebody that has basic human decency.
I don't feel safe, though. Because we never know who has human decency or not.
That's what I'm saying.
It's very scary.
That's what I'm saying.
I'm not trying to live that life.
Nah. That's why for guys, like, it's calm. I know, like, if I'm going to meet up with somebody, You gotta be mental.
Yeah, you gotta be
you,
a different
you
level.
You gotta be next level psycho, where it's like, I'm not just the one seeing it. The people around us are seeing it.
Notice it, yeah.
For me to be like, oh, this actually was a bad date.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because otherwise, I'm just like, it's cool, it's fun. I'm just having a good time. So we get into the final section of today. Our first official confession from TikTok. And it goes like this. Brace yourselves. I have been with my husband for 6 years now. We have two beautiful children. We had two beautiful children at first. The relationship was amazing. He was self-sufficient. His business was going well. And we were very happy after I had my second child. We started to argue as financially things were not the same. And we had other stress just recently. I found out my husband has been watching porn for 1 year and 3 months. And he has been doing that behind my back. And majority of the time, he did it before he slept with me. I am disgusted, very sad, and feel very insecure about myself. The question I ask him is like, why are you not attractive to who I am? Am I not enough? He answered and said it wasn't me. He just didn't feel like, you know, he just didn't feel like having intercourse. I just want to know, would you class this as cheating? Why do you think my husband has done this to me when he says to me that he finds me attractive? And when he did say that to me, we started to argue. And then he started to get a bit off on me. But he says the main reason for him watching the porn before sleeping with me was because he was under too much stress and he didn't feel like having intercourse. Do you think he will do it again?
I'm kind of very confused right now. Mm. He was just watching porn, right?
Yeah, right before having sex.
Right before having sex?
Yeah, before he slept with her, he watched porn. I guess he needed that extra stimulation.
Wait, so she was not mad that he was just watching porn. What she was upset about was that...
She's upset that he watches it behind her back. He watched it behind her back for like 1.5 years. And now that she's found out, like sometimes he would watch it before he slept with her, apparently. Because he said that he has too much stress. So that's what I'm saying.
He said he doesn't want to have intercourse. That's why he said it.
So that's why he uses the porn to like get him turned on so he can be with his wife.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Ooh.
You did that majority of the time before he slept with her.
Okay, so watching the...
Let's answer the first question. Is it cheating?
No. That's what I thought was weird. Do you think it's cheating if your partner was watching porn?
I wouldn't class it as cheating. No. But if it is something that I feel like I need to hide it from my partner, then it's not being fair entirely. I feel like you just gotta, it depends on what type of relationship you have and the type of boundaries that you have. If you feel like you need to hide it, there's something off with that as well.
I mean, he probably felt like he needed to hide it because she classifies it
as cheating.
To be serious.
Yeah, exactly. So in this case, it could be cheating.
I don't think it's cheating.
No, it's
just porn,
it's,
bro.
It's not, but if it seems like he's going outside of the arrangement that
they have
with each other.
Okay.
But I wouldn't say it's cheating. Technically, he's not touching somebody. He's not doing something with somebody else.
Yeah, because that's why I was so cheating. Confused. Because I don't think that's a big deal at all.
Yeah, yeah. Neither do I.
Him needing to watch porn before he does anything intimate with you, that's weird. That's giving addict. That's giving he can't get up without porn. That's what it's giving.
You know, because of what he said that he was stressed, that screaming that this man just probably needs a time off. Because men could feel pressured to like lay it down because, you know, we're the animals, we're always supposed to be in the mood. But sometimes if you're not in the mood, that could help you get in the mood.
But why
it doesn't mean
you
that you're not attracted
to your
partner. Why are
you forcing yourself to get in the mood?
That's what I'm saying. The pressure. Men always feel pressure because if a man says, like, for example, he doesn't want to.
Yeah.
The woman doesn't hear that. Y'all hear, oh, shit, he's not attracted to me.
Yeah.
I'm ugly. Because that's what she's doing right now. She's speculating.
Yeah.
She's thinking of everything. Like,
doing.
Oh, shit, he doesn't find me attractive. No more, blah, blah. But the man probably is just, like, going through some stress. And I feel like if he probably felt safe that, if he told her, like, I just don't want to have sex right now, and then she's going to be okay with that, I feel like then they could probably, you know, start getting to the root cause of, like, the stress and probably try to work things out on that front.
Mm-hmm.
But just from, like, the sound of it, no, I wouldn't say that it's cheating personally.
I wouldn't be happy if I found out, like, he needed to watch porn before we did it.
Like, right before. That is an issue, actually.
That's a big issue. Maybe he has a special kink that he wants to look at. Maybe she should talk to him about that so, like, she could try out that kink if it works for her, too. Maybe that might be the thing. Because I know, like, some people would just want to watch the porn instead of, like, saying what they actually want to do.
Yeah.
Maybe she could ask that and then they try to figure that out. Because it is weird, like, if he's saying, oh, I don't want intercourse and he needs to watch porn before being intimate with you.
Yeah.
That's giving, like, there is something that's missing, yeah.
Yeah.
Either it's, like, he's addict, like, he's actually porn addict.
Or he's not attracted to her no more. Could also be a potential. I don't want her to, like, feel insecure or whatever, but it's also, like, potentially... You know what I would say, yeah? If you're together with somebody that is watching it, right? As long as it's not affecting your intimate relationship with each other, it shouldn't be a problem. And on itself, it's not cheating. But if it is affecting your intimate relationship, that's when it becomes an issue. And in this case, it is affecting their intimate relationship.
Yeah.
Because he needs to watch it. He doesn't want to. Like, it feels like he needs to watch it. And that's affecting, maybe he's watching it so much, right? And he's going off so much that he doesn't have, like, no extra reserves left for her when it's time to put it down.
Yeah.
Because, you know, it actually can cause, like, erectile dysfunction.
Yeah.
There is, like, porn-induced erectile dysfunction. I'm just speculating here. I'm not a professional. But what I would say is, like, talk. Communication is key. And then see if it actually is an addiction. Like, does he need to watch it?
Yeah.
Or if he just needs to open up and be honest and tell you if he's not attracted to you.
If it has a kink. No. Oh, my. Okay.
Yeah.
No, I think I'm hopeful that it might be a kink. Or he's a porn addict. That's what I'm leaning towards. Because what you're saying is kind of it's hurtful.
I mean, you gotta be. We're living in the real world, so you gotta think outside the box, even if it's something that you don't necessarily want to hear. People don't always have to hear what they want to hear. Sometimes you just gotta put the stick down
Thank you for sending us your dilemmas. We would like to hear more from you guys. So if you guys have any dilemmas and confessions you guys want us to read on this channel, please email us on friendsarebenefitspod@gmail.com.
And if there's any topic you would like to see us discuss,
yes,
send it in. If there's like any videos you want us to do reactions on, yeah, send it in.
Send
and
it
we'll
all
definitely
in.
Take a look into it.
Yes, sir.
And do what we got to do. So, yeah, that was it for today, guys. Thank you for listening. If you're watching on YouTube, same. Don't forget to like, comment, subscribe. Blah, blah. You already know what it is.
He's just done with it today.
I don't need to, you know, you already know the drill. Yeah. And we'll see you guys in the next episode. Peace.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
When you visit Arizona, time is measured in moments, not minutes. Like the moment your work stress disappears as you kayak through the canyons. Or the moment you discover the life-changing effects of prickly pear chocolate. But nothing beats the moment you see the Grand Canyon for the very first time. Visit a new state of mind. Learn more at hereyouareaz.com.